You have more influence than you think. Chapter 5. Misinformation, inappropriate asks, and Me Too. Even when people were asked to do something clearly wrong, like vandalize a library book by writing the word pickle on one page under the guise of playing a prank on someone, 68% of them actually did it, or 64% did it, even though the volunteers previously thought that 28% were going to do it. People went along with things, even uncomfortable things, because it's even more uncomfortable to say no. In 2017, the year of Me Too, it became clear that women frequently agree to things like dates or even sex they don't want to do. And second, men are often completely oblivious to this fact. Societal forces demand women be accommodating and, quote, capitulate to the feelings of others. And it can make romantic refusal feel downright perilous. In fact, research shows that both men and women regularly accept romantic advances from suitors they aren't actually interested in because they feel bad saying no. One study showed that suitors fail to appreciate the difficult position they put their targets in by acting on their romantic interests. Initiators of romantic advances thought their targets felt freer and more comfortable saying no to their unwanted advances than targets reported having felt. Not only that, the pursuers grossly underestimated the rate at which the person who was pursued avoided them afterwards. Women were generally able to remember, or they were more aware of how the other person felt because they were able to remember a time where they were the ones in pursuit. So women were more attuned to how uncomfortable their unwanted advances made their targets feel, but because of their experience, not because of their gender. Because women are likely to have been the targets of unwanted advances a lot more than men in many documented studies. In a world that tells men to just go for it, but tells a woman not to make a scene, underestimating how difficult it is for someone to say no can have important interpersonal consequences, and more than that, it can impact broader societal goals related to gender equality in traditionally male-dominated fields. Employers are not supposed to ask about women's marital status or whether they are pregnant or have children, but if they do ask, it's very hard for people to say no. When you ask colleagues personal questions that could be considered sensitive, like what are your views on abortion or how much is your salary, people do tend to open up and then they ask personal questions back, which brings people closer. But the power we have to elicit a certain response from someone should be used more in some contexts and less in others. Interviewers who were asked questions about their marital and family status were less likely to be offered the job, but it also worked against the employers as well, because the candidates who were offered the job were less likely to take it. People tend to bullshit, meaning they just say stuff with no idea whether it's true or not, just because they think they have to say something. We bullshit to sound smart, to fill silences, and because we think we're obligated to have an opinion on everything. Our default is to just say something, anything. And as we saw in Chapter 2, what we blurt out without a second thought may in fact sound sincere to someone else, and so thus misinformation starts to spread. And on social media, we may not believe everything we see and hear on the internet, but we're a lot more likely to be duped into believing false information than we are to be skeptical of true information. And false information can spread as much as 6 times as fast as true information, even though people can't really tell which one is which. False information is generally more novel and emotionally arousing, thereby eliciting more surprise, fear, and disgust. And that makes it irresistible to share. And we find ourselves retweeting and resharing this type of information. So in the end, we're actually responsible for the spread of misinformation to some degree. Because going back to Chapter 1, we underestimate the number of people paying attention to us. We think we're wearing an invisibility cloak. But there's an invisible audience that we're not aware of in our online social networks as well. Studies have shown that the amount of people who see our posts is like 4 times the amount that we think it is. So we might be spreading misinformation a lot more than we think. So if you don't have an opinion on something, it's okay to stay silent. So our tendency to underestimate our influence over others has a dark side. Since we don't think people are listening as much as they are, we're more likely to cast bad ideas and make inappropriate requests and put out bullshit into the world. By placing the burden on others to tell us that they feel uncomfortable or don't agree with us, we shirk our own responsibilities for the things we say and the situations we find ourselves in.